Welcome to Common Salvation, the sermons and other thoughts of Pastor Philip Poppe, a pastor in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. This sermon was preached November 25th and 26th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hoxie, Kansas, and Trinity Lutheran Church in Colby, Kansas. The text was Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. Let's listen in now. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Philippians 2 says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father." But when? Well, I mean, he is now exalted to the right hand of his Father. His name is unquestionably above every name. But has every knee bowed before him? Has every tongue confessed that he is Lord? Has all of that confession brought glory to the Father? Well, not yet. We know this. We know there are many who refuse to bow. No, they will not submit to him or his ways. He says, "Do not bear false witness," and they lie anyway. He says to have no other gods, but they either deny his existence and make themselves God, or custom blend their own religion by throwing elements of all sorts of religions into a blender. He says not to steal, and all they do all day long is to think about ways to gain wealth without work. They see one who is cold and simply walk by on the other side of the street. They see one who is thirsty and assume that if they help them, only booze will flow down their throats. They draw near to the one who is unknown to them. As one unknown to them draws close to them, they see danger rather than humanity. But others, they do bow. They do confess that Jesus is Lord. They see the one who is hungry and feed them. They see the one who does not have clothes appropriate for the weather and gives them some. They see the one imprisoned for faithfulness to God, and they go and visit them, carrying along a word of encouragement. They are told to honor authority, and they humbly yield to another. They are told to remain pure, and so they seek marriage rather than to burn with lust. They are told not to covet, and so they stop to count their blessings and control their urge to consume. But soon they all shall bow. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, he will be accompanied by the angels. Not a single angel will be missing. He will sit down on his throne, his proper place given his victory. He will sit on glory in glory. Everyone will be gathered, those that have not bowed already and those that have. And immediately these two groups, which have driven together with each other on the same streets, which have sat in the same meetings, which have even lived in the same homes, will be separated. On one side, only the sound of blissful baas everywhere. On the other side, nothing but bleak bleats sound forth. Those who were made sheep on one side, those who chose to be goats on the other. And this separation is not just made for a moment. It is not like the separation made for the cold nighttime until the morning comes, like shepherds sometimes do with their sheep and goats. No, this separation is eternal. They are all made to stand for a moment before the judge in order that they might bow before him and confess him to be Lord. But then the goats are sent away forever into a place of torment God never wanted to send them. The sheep are drawn even closer to him as they take his place in his kingdom where God has always designed for them to dwell. For Jesus, the job of judging is actually quite easy. You see, the sheep are those blessed by his Father. They are the ones placed in the will, so to speak, by him as eternal heirs, a will enacted when Jesus died upon the cross. And yes, they are the ones who, because God changed them into sheep filled with his Spirit, clothed the naked, visited the sick, and welcomed the stranger. And every time Jesus saw them do this, he received those acts those acts given to the last and the least as if they had been done to him. He received it as if they had clothed him when he was stripped in humiliation, as if they had stood at the foot of the cross as he suffered for righteousness, as if they had welcomed him in the moment where there was no beauty left in him to make him desirable. They did not become sheep by doing these things. They did this holy work because God had made them sheep in the waters of baptism and had fed them their whole life long with words of forgiveness and a meal that brings life. The goats are those who rejected the blessing of God in Jesus and so chose to be cursed instead. They are those who chose to be shepherded by a fallen angel and his ruthless crew. Yes, they are the ones who stuffed their faces while the stomachs of others growled. They are the ones who chuckled at those who would sit in prison for the sake of one they had never even seen. They were the ones who would not bend down to hear about the thirst of those who could barely speak because their tongues were so dry. It was as if they were the ones who looked upon Jesus' body forced to fast by his oppressors while they simply ate a hearty meal. It was as if they had been the one who cackled as they told Jesus to come down from the cross if he was really the Son of God. It was as if their arms had lifted up the gall to his cracked lips. Jesus received their evil acts as if they were done to him personally. And so, yes, Jesus separates the sheep from the goats. And the separation between the two is eternal. The goats go to everlasting punishment. The sheep will live with the shepherd forever, sharing the joy of their Lord. And all of this is shown to us now, that we would not be caught unaware on the last day. For God knows that you live in a world that will tell you there is no heaven or hell. They will tell you Jesus has delayed too long and that means that he will never return. They tell you that your life in Christ is useless and that you ought to simply look out for yourself and have a little more fun. Jesus comes today and he corrects those lies with his truth. He reminds you that you are a sheep by his grace. He has brought you to the still waters of baptism and he leads you into the pleasant pastures found at his altar where you are fed and satisfied. Yes, he walks with you even through the darkest periods of life, assuring you that your life of love is seen by him, that he feels your deeds of love as if you had done them to him directly. He continues to shepherd you to live as a sheep every day, caring for the least of those around you, especially those you find in the household of faith. And fueled by these truths, indeed, you simply go and live out your life. You live out your life like this, not to avoid eternal punishment, but instead because you know how good life is with the shepherd to be in his flock. You trust his promise that the life you have already been given with him is eternal in nature. You bow down before him daily, knowing that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. The message today is really given for the sheep. For if the goats are here, they probably will not listen anyways. They reject God's blessing given through his word and sacrament and somehow think that a life of selfishness is not the curse that it truly is. But one day they will listen. One day they will know. Yes, one day they will be forced into bowing as all things are made manifest when the Lord Jesus returns. They will, as the goats in our text do, address him as Lord, but even then, not in faith, but in fear. Yes, then, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The last day is an awful and awesome day. For the goats who kneel and confess all too late, it is an awful day, knowing that even their punishment that day brings glory to the one whom they have rejected. It is an awful day that reveals the futility of their selfish lives here on earth. It is an awful day when they are sent away forever. But it is an awesome day for all us sheep. when we are given in full that life we already possess by baptism, when God crowns our humble charity with these words, "You did it to me." Yes, when we are drawn close forever. Don't forget Jesus' words. Don't forget that he has made you a sheep. So live under him in his kingdom, in innocence and blessedness and righteousness forever. Amen.